You know, last time you all couldn't come, those who were at the pilgrim center and Mehrabad, because it was rather risky. Even today, your arrival was rather uncertain, and we were waiting for a phone call or something like that. But luckily, you all are here. We are happy to have you all here. But know well that when you return, please see that you do not stop at the trust office. It is not, well, we are not supposed to ply the bus, according to the promulgations, you see. So it is better that you sneak out. So don't grudge saying driver's fault or not stopping or this or that. If you have any work tomorrow, you all can come to the tour, because the strike will be over from midnight tonight. Strikes are necessary. Is it so?
Well,
huh?
They make governments pay attention to a certain
Yeah,
extent.
that's right.
I don't know if they work. Sometimes they
Well,
work.
yeah. John, get me that sleeve that is there.
That one?
Yeah. It's appropriate that we see that wooden plaque that is there on the Valmara there.
God on strike.
The title is God on Strike.
No, no, God on Strike, the little wood plaque.
God on strike.
Haven't you heard that?
No.
He says, if you all go on strike, why shouldn't I go? I have got many grievances.
That's
and this,
true.
Yeah, please read it out
you
loudly.
If God went on strike, it's just a good thing God above has never gone on strike because he wasn't treated fair on things he didn't like. If he had ever once sat down and said, that's it, I'm through. I've had enough of those on earth, so this is what I'll do. I'll give my orders to the sun, cut off your heat supply, and to the moon, give no more light, and run those oceans dry. Then, just to make it really tough and put the pressure on, turn off the oxygen and air till every breath is gone. Do you know he'd be justified if fairness was the game? For none has been more abused or treated with disdain than God, and yet he carries on supplying you and me with all the favors of his grace, and everything's for free. Men say they want a better deal, and so on strike they go. But what a deal we've given God, to whom everything we owe. We don't care whom we hurt or harm to gain the things we like. But what a mess we'd all be in if God should go on strike.
Mahabharata.
Yeah. Thank you. I received this year. A group from Canada had come. They brought and gave it to me on 21st of May, soon after Mehra passed away. So they came for the occasion, so they brought this. It's like, I like it. It's very handy. Hello, man. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Yeah, we never gave a thought to all these things. So how do we start the day today? Strike is over now.
Did you or any of the other Mandali ever
feel like
going on strike? You wanted better food, or you wanted better treatment, or better clothes, or did you ever?
Well, I didn't get a thought about it, but then amongst the Mandali we did have a group of people who went on strike against the conditions of new life. Means the way day to day we were led in the new life. I think it is given, written down somewhere, it's print, in print, in
Tales
the Tales
of
New
Life.
Life. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, some of the New Life companions did go on strike. It's just a mock strike, yeah, just to provoke Baba. It was fun. Baba's stood there and says, call them. Why are they standing in a group there? So I started calling them out a distance from here to say, that caravan that is there. So they could hear my voice loudly. I shouted, Baba wants you. Nothing, nobody budged. And Baba looks at me, what's the matter? Can they hear or not? Nothing. Baba says he's ordering you to come. So somebody put a very heavy step forward and started coming. Behind him there was another heavy step, and gradually they came. And Baba looks at Dr. Gani there and says, haven't you heard that? He comes rushing in. All these companions of yours are hypocrites. He started saying that. Now I said, what's the matter? What happened? He says, well, we had unanimously decided not to answer your call and see how they came. Baba says, what's the matter? Said Dr. Gani, then of course, in his own humorous way, started saying out things and this and that. You have no consideration for old age, and those who are non-vegetarian, you see, we have to live on begging and this and that, and all that we get is just grain and we cook and all that. And so, Baba just nodded his head and says, remember, you all have broken the new life order. But in my compassion, I permit you all to continue as my companions. He was very firm at that time. At the same time, because of you all have gone on strike, I'll give you some concessions. What do you want? So Dr. Gani says, well, we are in a nice city. I've been brought up in eating non-vegetarian food. I'm a Muslim. I can't stand this. My body cannot assimilate the food that we are having now. And I'm weak and I'm old. He was old. He was Baba's school day companion, you know, school friends. And he was older than Baba a year or two. So what do you want? He says, at least for once, I must have a good lunch in a big hotel here. So Baba says, okay, granted. So Baba told Kaka Bharia, who was the holder of the purse, you know, we didn't have money, but we did carry money with us. And I say we didn't have money, and yet I carried money. Not I, but Kaka Bharia was allowed to hold the purse. Why? Because of the dumb animals with us. Naturally, we had to buy fodder for them. We had a camel, we had horses, we had pairs of bullocks and donkeys and cows and all that. So every evening we would buy fodder for them and bring. So Baba says, well, he wants to consume the dumb animal. So from the dumb animal's fund, give him some money to go to a hotel. So he goes to the hotel and has his fill, you know. He carries some good amount of money for a sumptuous lunch and all that. And he comes back after 3 hours or 4 hours or something and joins the camp. Baba doesn't say anything. The day passes by, next morning, we are camping at the same ground. We were camping there for 3 or 4 days. So Baba said to Dr. Gani, well, did you have your fill? He says, yes, Baba, thank you. I did have it. You know, last night, somehow or other, it was a restless night for me. He's telling his companion, Dr. Gani, because of, well, you all wanted me to do justice, but I felt it was not doing justice by allowing you to go and have your fill there according to your choice and all that. There are quite a number of people over here who all also have been brought up, you see, on non-veg food. So what about doing justice to them? You never thought of that? So the only thing that comes to my mind now, that it is now for you to go and beg at the hotel where you had gone. And what naturally this is a non-veg hotel, so bring whatever is there so that I can distribute to these people. Now what he had done was, before Baba started this, Baba inquired what sort of dishes you had and how you enjoyed and all that. And he says, well, I was so happy with the whole thing that I tipped them 5 rupees, you know. He gave a tip also. And then Baba started saying this. So now for him to go there, he went there as a rich man. Now he's going as a beggar to beg there. See how embarrassing it is. So poor Dr. Gandhi goes there, you see, and I don't know what rap he gave there. But he did bring some food to Baba distributed to us. So it all ended in a great humor. So we did go on strike.
But only one.
Only one, yeah.